Good morning and welcome to worship today on Sunday the 3rd of October. My name is Marilyn Britt and I am a worship leader from Thatcham. It is a joy to worship and praise God with you today. Our call to worship is 1 John chapter 3 verse 1. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Let us sing our first hymn, which is Singing the Faith 24. Come, now is the time to worship. Let us say a prayer of praise, and this is written by St. Francis of Assisi, and it is responsive. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who is, who was, and who is to come.
Let
us
praise
and
glorify
him
forever.
You are worthy, Lord our God, to receive praise and glory, honor and blessing.
Let us praise
and
glorify
him
forever.
Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive divine power, wisdom and strength, honor, glory and blessing.
Let
us
praise
and glorify
him
forever. Bless the Lord, all your works of the Lord.
Let
us
praise
and glorify
him
forever. Praise our God, all you his servants. Honor him, you who fear God, small and great.
Let
us
praise
and glorify
him
forever. Let heaven and earth praise your glory. All creatures in heaven, on earth and under the earth, the sea and everything in it. Let us
praise
and
glorify
him forever. Amen. And a prayer of confession, and this is written by Nick Fawcett from Prayers for All Seasons. Almighty God, as we remember your faithfulness, so we are made more conscious of our faithlessness.
Forgive us, O Lord.
Forgive us for the smallness of our vision, our failure to worship you as you deserve, and our carelessness in discipleship. Forgive our faults and failings, our failure to learn from past mistakes and preferring our way to yours. Forgive us the opportunities to serve you we have missed, all we could have done but failed to do, all the chances to advance your kingdom we have wasted. Almighty God, we bring our confession with sorrow and shame, but also with confidence.
For we know that you are a
gracious
God,
a God of mercy and compassion,
slow
to anger
and abounding
in
steadfast
love. Assure us now, we pray, of your continued forgiveness,
and help
us
to amend our lives through
Christ
our
Lord.
Amen.
Jeff will now read our readings, and the first one will be from Psalm 8.
Our Old Testament reading, taken from the book of Psalms, and Psalm 8. O Lord our God, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. From the lips of children and infants you have ordained praise because of your enemies, to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider the heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place. What is man that you are mindful of him? The son of man that you care for him? You made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honour. You made him ruler over the works of your hands. You put everything under his feet, all flocks and herds and the beasts of the field, the birds of the air and the fish of the sea, all that swims in the paths of the seas. O Lord, O Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. And now our reading from the New Testament, from Mark's Gospel 10:13-16. Jesus blesses the little children. People were bringing little children to Jesus to have him touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it." And he took the children in his arms, put his hands on them, and bless them. And may God add his blessing to the reading of his work.
Our call to worship from 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 reads as, "How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God." And that is what we are. As believers, our self-worth is based on the fact that God loves us and calls us his children. We are his children now, not just sometime in the distant future. Knowing that we are his children should encourage us to live as Jesus did. Verse 1 tells us who we are, members of God's family. The next verse tells us who we are becoming, reflections of God, and the rest of the chapter tells us what we have as we grow to resemble God: victory over sin, love for others, and confidence before God. In the reading from Mark 10, Jesus is in Judea, and crowds are following Jesus, who, as usual, is teaching them. Jesus was often seen talking to the wrong people, tax collectors, sinners, and children. People wanted to bring their children for Jesus to bless and touch them. In the same way, they had brought people who were ill to ask Jesus to heal them. But the disciples didn't think Jesus should be bothered by children and wanted to send them away. How wrong the disciples were. Jesus rebukes and says, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." Adults are not as trusting as little children. To feel secure, all children need is a loving look and gentle touch from someone who cares. Complete intellectual understanding is not one of their requirements. They believe us if they trust us. Jesus said that people should believe in him with this kind of childlike faith. We should not have to understand all the mysteries of the universe. It should be enough to know that God loves us and provides forgiveness for our sins. This doesn't mean that we should be childish or immature, but we should trust God with a child's simplicity and receptivity. Maybe the disciples wanted to protect Jesus from threats and wanted to protect him from being troubled and distracted by lesser concerns. Some, including the disciples, thought Jesus should be spending time with important leaders and the devout, because this was the way to improve his position and avoid criticism. But Jesus didn't need to improve his position. He was God, and he wanted to speak to those who needed him most. Psalm 8 starts, "O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth." God is at the beginning, and the story of our creation is in Genesis 1 and 2. But David in Psalm 8 writes of the greatness of God, assuring us the worth of mankind. God has created all things, and in creating people, gave them the authority over everything under his feet. And God, the all-powerful creator, cares for his most valuable creation, people. Let us sing our next hymn, Singing the Faith 503, Love Divine or Love's Excelling.
Thank you.
Let's bring our prayers to God of intercession, and there will be silences for you to put in your own prayers. Almighty God, we thank you for all you give us, for our friends and family, food and shelter, health and happiness, and for the gifts and talents you have given us to share. We look around us, watch our television screens, and know there is much else to pray for. We pray for the healing of all nations where conflict is real, where people are persecuted, and huge numbers want to escape the controlling power of dictatorship. We pray for the relief of those recovering from natural disasters, that the emergency supplies for shelter, food, and rebuilding may reach the places it is most needed. And we pray for refugees, for those who are escaping the country they have known and have lived in, moving from despair to hope and a peacefulness not known before. We pray that they will be welcomed into their new communities and be given access to all that is needed to help them settle. We pray for people in our community and beyond who are facing unemployment, ill health, isolation, or money worries at this time, and especially for those who are unable to afford enough to eat. We pray for supportive relationships, practical provision, and real hope. Thank you that you call us to play our part, working with you and others to bring about change. Thank you for those who are serving and caring for others in churches, charities, public services, in our neighbourhoods, in our home, and in many other contexts. Would you give them strength, rest, and perseverance as they work to support each other? We ask that they too receive all they need to thrive. Guide the way as we walk with you. Lead us towards justice. Show us the path of abundant love. Set our feet on the road towards building your kingdom, and our hearts are turned outwards as we live by following your example. In the name of Christ, Amen. And now we will share the Lord's Prayer, and please use any version you prefer.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Now let us sing our final hymn, Singing the Faith 82. O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works thy hand hath made. Thank you. and the blessing, using some words from Singing the Faith 510. Lord Jesus, we have gathered round to hear you teach your friends the truths about the love you bring, the love that never ends. We look to children in our midst, for they have much and more to say, and join with them to follow you, to live and walk your way. And may the blessing of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon us and remain with us forever. Amen.